Hello, I'm Daniel Rios Trejo here at Spot 127. We are here today to talk about bullying. October is National Bullying Prevention Month. Over 3.2 million students are victims of bullying each year. Over 67% of students believe that schools respond poorly to bullying. So what do you think about bullying? I am joined by my guests Dominic, Laura, and Daniela here to talk about bullying. What do you think the definition to bullying is?
Okay, so in my perspective, I believe bullying is the act of harassment against a person, be it verbally or physically.
I feel that the definition of bullying is one person making another person feel any less than they actually are.
My definition of bullying is someone forcing someone else to do something that they don't want to do.
What do you think is worse, cyberbullying or physical bullying? Why?
In my opinion, I think physical bullying, because it's in front of your face and it hurts. Like, people actually like push you and you can actually feel the pain instead of reading a text message, I guess, in my opinion.
In my opinion, I believe cyberbullying is worse because it hits you on an emotional level, that which cannot be healed normally, like wounds. That's why I believe it's a harder blow.
I'm kind of in between. I don't think that it's really easy to compare these two because they attack you on different fronts. Physical bullying, you get hurt physically and you can heal from those wounds, but cyberbullying, it's on an emotional front and you can't necessarily heal from those.
Have you ever seen anyone get bullied? Did you ever do anything about it?
Yeah, I have. My cousin. And yeah, I did, because that was like family and I don't want like anything bad to happen to her. So to the guy, like, I didn't bully him back, but I just talked about it to him and I told him that it wasn't funny and it's not like a joke. Like, to him it was funny, but not to the person he was doing it to, and he apologized, so yeah.
I don't normally see bullying in my everyday life, so.
I also don't usually see bullying. I have seen it before, but I didn't really do anything about it.
There are many locations where bullying can occur, not just at schools. Where else does it happen?
I think it can also happen at home. In my perspective,
I think it can happen with work, not just, so it doesn't imply bullying just with children, but with adults as well, like making someone else feeling inferior.
I think it can really happen anywhere now with cyberbullying. You can be attacked anywhere.
Why do people bully others?
Maybe because they're going through things, like, they might not want to admit it, but they go to things at home too, and like, they take it out on other people that are weaker than them to feel like powerful and better, I guess you can say.
I think people bully others because they're trying to resolve something that either emotionally, at home, or something like that. They're trying to, I guess, take it out on others, so they don't have to deal with it themselves.
I feel that it's very easy to take out whatever you're feeling on somebody else instead of expressing it in a healthy way. So I believe that people usually bully others when they're dealing with something personal, either at home or maybe at school as well.
What does bullying cause people to do?
I think people that are getting bullied, if they get it too much, it stresses them out to the point where, like, they don't want to live no more, so they can commit suicide.
I believe bullying causes mental scars on people, so that they have this memory of them being inferior to someone else. They have these memories of someone forcing them to do something. So I think it just causes a lot of bad memories and a lot of damage to people.
I think bullying causes people to feel less, they have less sympathy about themselves and they have less self-respect. And it also affects the bullier, because later in their life they might feel guilt about what they have done in their past.
How do you know when someone is being bullied?
A lot of people might not tell you. Like, I didn't know one of my friends was being bullied, but with family, it's more easy. If, like, they're close to you, they might open up to you because they need help. But with friends, like, you kind of, like, start seeing them, like, not happy as usual. They don't want to hang out with anybody. They feel like it's not worth, like, them being your friend. So, I don't know. I kind of, like, talk to them and ask if anything's wrong with them. And some, like, might open up to you. Some might not. So, when they do, that's how I know. But I usually don't. Like, I can't see it. Like, I have to ask. So, yeah.
I think different people express how they're being bullied in different ways. Some people express it by hiding it, and some people just laugh it off and pretend there's nothing happening. Some people get depressed. Some people start thinking negative thoughts. It just depends on the person, in my perspective.
I totally agree, and especially now with cyberbullying and more and more emotional and verbal bullying, it's not as easy to tell when somebody is being bullied because of black eyes or other physical marks. Now there some marks are more emotional and you can't see them, and a lot of people don't usually open up about that.
Have you ever bullied someone? If so, how?
No, I would never do that to someone. I already like seen enough people go through that pain. I would never put somebody through that too.
Same. I believe it's an act that no one should do, so I try my best not to do it at all.
Well, I've never physically bullied anyone, but I've teased people before, and even if you don't think it's the same, it really is, and I feel bad about it. Just calling them names, or nowadays people call it roasting, where they'll just try to make somebody feel bad and roast them, and they'll just say bad things, and people say it's teasing, and sometimes it can be in good fun between friends, but again, it's always the same, even if you don't think it is.
Have you ever been bullied? How did you deal with it, or did it solve it?
I've never been bullied in my life, and I don't want to.
I've never been bullied either. But if I had to deal with it, I'd probably confront the person.
Once again, teasing just with simple like nicknames or things like that. You may not know that you're getting bullied, but you still are. Again, with roasting, sometimes you think it's good fun between friends, but you never know how much a person actually means it.
Well, that's all the time we have. Thank you for joining us, and I'd also like to thank my guests, Dominic, Laura, and Daniela. I'm Dania Rios Trejo here for Spot 127, and we will see you next time.